Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 143. The Single Easiest Habit Change to Improve Your Life Forever by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What is up, Life Optimizers? Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, minimalist in training. This is one of my favorite days, Minimalist Monday. And today features Joshua Becker of Becoming Minimalist. If you want to hear more about him in the first episode I read his content in, you can check out episode 115. And before we jump in, I just gave away a book on minimalism yesterday to a random person on my mailing list. And if you'd like to have the opportunity to win, it's really easy and free. All you have to do is be part of the Optimal Living Daily weekly newsletter. You can join really quickly by texting the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. Or if you're not a fan of texting, you can visit my site, oldpodcast.com, and join there. You get 3 or more spreadsheets from me that will help you optimize your life, a video tutorial I made just for you, and be entered to win a book at least once a month. All that for free at oldpodcast.com. Or again, you can text OPTIMAL to the number 44222. And that's my only ask for support for today. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Single Easiest Habit Change to Improve Your Life Forever by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. Life change can be hard, really hard. There's a reason we make resolutions every January 1st. We desire to grow and improve and live life to the fullest, but getting there takes discipline and work and effort. Too often, we fall short of the desired change we desire to embrace. But there's one change available to us that is as significant and beneficial as any of the others. The decision and implementation are really not that difficult. In fact, almost everyone I've ever met that made the change recommends it. Watch less television. Consider the negative effects of television on our lives. It is bad for our health. Numerous studies draw direct parallels between excessive television watching, obesity, and poor eating habits. But we don't need studies to tell us we eat less healthy when watching television. We already know that. It distracts us from the real people in our lives. The characters on television are not real. They are thought up in an office building and given life on a piece of paper. In contrast, you are surrounded every day by real people living real lives. They need you, and you need them. It influences our spending habits. Corporations do not spend trillions of dollars in advertising hoping to influence you. They spend trillions of dollars because they know, eventually, they will gain some control over your spending. It costs us money. We spend money to power our television sets. Add in the cost of cable or satellite bills, DVDs, internet channel subscriptions, movie subscriptions, peripherals, and we're starting to talk about real money. It literally causes us less satisfaction with life. According to the Journal of Economic Psychology, TV viewers report lower life satisfaction, higher material aspirations, and more anxiety. It results in less intimacy with your spouse. Couples who keep a TV in the bedroom have half as often as those who don't. And those are only the ones we are aware of. When we consider how television influences our worldview, impacts our kids, changes our mood, and demands our mental energy, the downsides of too much television make an almost airtight case to watch less of it. But statistics say we watch television nearly 40 hours per week. 40 hours! That is 2,000 hours we could have spent last year doing anything else, experiencing any other positive habit, learning, reading, growing, contributing, or pursuing a dream. When I decided to watch less television years ago, I was immediately forced to fill my evenings with something else. We spent more time together as a family. We spent more time outdoors. I began to write more. I decided to visit the gym in the evening. I took more control over my life and my decisions. These are all good things, healthy habits, and cutting out television provided opportunity for me to accomplish them. Not only are the negative effects of TV detrimental to our lives, the opportunity cost is great. There are just better, more life-fulfilling things we could be doing with our evenings and weekends. If you agree, here are some helpful tips to reduce your personal television watching habits. Number one, begin with the decision. Most of the healthy habits that emerge in our lives are the result of an intentional decision. If you agree that your life may improve with this simple change, embrace it. If you don't think it'll improve your life, review the above list again. Number two, less can be different than none. Put down your defenses. I'm advocating less, not none. I realize some TV can be educational and entertainment is not necessarily an exercise in futility. We still have one TV in our house that I watch occasionally, but I do watch far less, and maybe you should too. Number three, limit the number of televisions in your home. One of our first steps in reducing clutter in our home was to take the TV out of the kitchen. As an unexpected result, I began to discover how much I enjoyed cooking. And removing the TV out of our bedroom reminded me how much I enjoyed. Number four, find a good season to start. While this habit could be incorporated at any time, nice weather outside or a busy season provides a natural opportunity to enact a change, especially if you have family to get on board. Number five, if necessary, go it alone. Speaking of family, just because you are personally feeling challenged in this area does not mean they are too. That's okay. Make the change in your own life first. Become the change you would like to see in your family. Number six, be intentional about planning something else. Go for a walk, find a book, join a club, or pick up a new hobby. Intentionally picking something else to do will keep the temptation to a minimum. Number seven, try to eliminate specific shows. It may seem easier to make sweeping generalities such as, I'll stop watching TV on Thursday nights, I'll turn off the TV at 10 p.m., or I'll cut out all reality shows. But for us, at first, it was easier to pick some specific shows that we could easily live without. When we started to experience the benefits of living life rather than watching it, it was suddenly easier to cut out even more. Number eight, know it gets even easier over time. Television is a self-propagating habit. It promotes its own self-interest by boldly declaring the best new show, most watched network, can't miss episode, or game of the year. They play on our fear of missing out. But as you commit to watching less, you are less persuaded by these claims because you see them less. Quickly, you will realize you aren't really missing that much anyway. Life change can be hard, but some decisions have a greater beneficial impact than others, and watching less television just may be your quickest shortcut to better living right away. It only takes the decision to hit the power off button. You just listened to the post titled, The Single Easiest Habit Change to Improve Your Life Forever by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. Trust me, I know how hard it is to give up TV. I'm a big fan of a lot of random shows, but I have to agree, it takes up so much of our time. If you've given up TV, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. You can get in touch at my site, oldpodcast.com. And while you're there, if you want to show your support for the podcast, you can join my weekly newsletter. I'm going to keep this ending minimalist today. Plus, it's Monday and we all have a big week ahead, I'm sure. So have a great week, keep minimizing, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.